Welcome to Big Billy Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. When we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
A helicopter flies over African bush with the DSC logo on it. When poachers are busted, they can clearly see who caught them. We are the DSC. We are at biggame.org.
Did you get enough turkey on Thursday? Did you get enough stuff to eat? Turkey sandwiches and football today. I know, yeah. It's been real rainy here in North Texas, and that has cut into my fishing plans over the Thanksgiving weekend. But we're warm and dry in the camp house, and I'm glad you're here with us today. It's our annual Christmas shopping show for the outdoorsman. Really cool gift ideas on the show today. Front door to the camp house brought to you by my friends at Calming Care from the trusted name Purina. Calming Care, I've been talking about it for a while now. It's a very natural and safe probiotic for your dog that over time settles the over-anxious dog. It won't take the hunt out of your bird dogs, but it'll calm the barking for the over-barker, the jumping for the dog that jumps all over everybody all the time. Check it out. Talk to your vet about Calming Care. We're going to feature Christmas gift ideas for the outdoorsman on the show today. I recommend that if there's a Santa in your house somewhere that's not near the broadcast or the podcast, go get them. You might want to drop a hint during this show. And we're going to feature items that fit every budget. Everything from books and baits to really cool guns and trail cameras. And all of this, every item on the show today, are products that I know work because I personally buy them and use them. They're proven, or else I wouldn't have these folks on the show today talking about these products, like Edwin Evers, coming off the best professional bass fishing year that he's had in decades. Is it just coincidence that he made the switch to Berkeley Baits last year during the off season? We'll talk to him about it. Grab yourself a hot cup of coffee and settle in this old camp house with us today. Sure glad you're here with us at Big Billy Kender Outdoors. What a sad story coming out of Texas this week, about 40 miles east of Houston. Christine Rollins, she was the caretaker for an elderly couple, small Texas town of Anuak. Last Sunday, Christine pulled up to the home like she routinely does to care for these folks, and somewhere between her car and the front door of the house, feral hogs attacked her and killed her. 59 years old. Rare that this happens, but it does. Feral hogs. You folks in Florida can round out your Thanksgiving festivities with license-free saltwater fishing today. There are 8 total license-free fishing days in Florida each year. Some saltwater, some freshwater. This is a license-free saltwater fishing day. Go have fun. Justin Ciancetta, 41 years old, Winooski, Vermont. He decided he was going to poach some salmon and went straight to the hatchery to do it. The fish hatchery in Grand Isle Fish Culture Station. Wardens executed a search warrant at his home and seized the fillets and his fishing gear. He'll deal with the judge next. One more week for you folks in Iowa that are waiting on shotgun deer season. The first of Iowa's shotgun deer seasons, December 7th through 11th. There'll be a second week, the 14th of December through the 22nd. Hunters need to pick one of the two seasons to hunt. Landowners can hunt both. I don't have her name, but a lady was doing chores out around her place in Nebraska, near Guide Rock, Nebraska, Tuesday, November 19th, when a mule deer buck out of the blue attacked her. A responding conservation officer shot and killed that deer. The woman was transported to a Lincoln, Nebraska hospital. The folks at the University of Nebraska Lincoln Veterinary Diagnostic Center checked out the deer and said, nope, no rabies here. And the conservation officer that put the mule deer buck down said that the deer showed no fear of him. Uncommon, unless that buck has been hand-fed, raised by somebody, domesticated to a degree. The 2020 Toyota Bassmaster Texas Fest, Lake Fork. The same fishery that produced a pair of four-day weights over 100 pounds last year. The elites are coming back June 5 through 9. South Carolina angler Brandon Cobb claimed the Texas Fest title last year with a four-day total. Get this. Four-day total of 20 bass that weighed 114 pounds. That's 20 bass averaging 5.7 pounds. It happens every year out in Arizona. The Sandhill Cranes take center stage. The cranes have returned to southeastern Arizona, and the Arizona Game and Fish Department's live streaming camera is up and running again. Whitewater Draw Wildlife Area. Thousands of sandhill cranes. Cranes from as far away as Siberia. And you can see them on this high-def camera view. I've got a link for you at bbkoradio.com. They estimate up to 14,000 cranes are roosting in the wildlife area. By the way, did you know that worldwide there are 15 species of cranes scattered around the globe? Two species of cranes are found in North America, the endangered whooping crane and sandhill cranes, the most abundant crane species on the planet, sandhills. Some like that breast chicken fry. As a matter of fact, they've earned the name the ribeye of the sky. Calming Care, a probiotic that's perfect for the overactive dog, the one that jumps up and down on the furniture and the people all the time. Calming Care, and your vet can tell you more about it.
I'm Dave Fulson with Tracks Across Africa TV and Safari Classics. You know, when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm always thinking about it with my buddy Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
This is Jim Shockey.
I'm Craig Boddington.
This is Jim Zumbo.
Join me, Mr. Whitetail, Larry Weissin, at the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo. I look forward to shaking your hand there this January.
With a who's who lineup on stage to answer your questions, surrounded by more than 1,800 exhibits featuring outdoor apparel and gear, artwork, jewelers, custom guns and knives, the finest licensed guides and DSC-approved outfitters from around the globe, free seminars, and world-class banquets with celebrity guests and speakers, DSC's Convention and Expo, January 9th through the 12th, is a must-see for outdoors men and women. The whole family will love the incredible taxidermy displays, and the auctions are the biggest and best, built specifically for the outdoors enthusiast. The best part, your ticket cost, the auction bid, the money spent at DSC's Convention and Expo will be spent wisely on conservation matters at home and around the globe. Please come to DSC's Convention and Expo at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center in Dallas, January 9th through the 12th. Learn more at biggame.org.
Look on the deck of a Bass Pros boat. You'll see them there. Look again in the showroom at Southwestern Parts in Dallas. You'll see them there, too. The Shimano Curado DC and SLX DC casting reels with digital control. DC, or digital control braking, reduces thumbing while drastically increasing casting distance. A digital microchip is embedded inside the spool to minimize backlash and take the learning curve out of a bait cast reel for beginners while providing a competitive edge to hardcore bass anglers. Grab a Shimano Curado. Step up on the deck with confidence and let your lure fly. A long, long, long way. Curado DC, $249.99. SLX DC, $189.99. The Endless Smile, free. Hold Shimano Curado in your hand at Southwestern Parts and Service in Dallas, the world's most trusted reel repair shop with the most complete parts inventory on the planet.
It is the dream of the animal rights fanatics to suppress your most natural connection to the earth. To sell you a life filled with urban fascinations. To ignore that death is life's unwavering partner. Together, creating a relationship between predator and prey that makes it possible for us all to survive. To the hunter, this world's most honest steward, these fantasies are the poisonous, perverted manipulations of social misfits who would take this planet hostage. They should startle you and awaken you to trust the hunter in your blood.
Do you love to feel the thump? Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here, presenting the all-new Wally Marshall Pro Series and Speed Shooter Rods by Lewes. For more than two decades, I've been designing the best crappie rods on the planet. The Wally Marshall Pro Series crappie rods are built with IM8 blanks, cork handles, stainless steel guides, fast tip, and plenty of backbone. Great for vertical jigging, casting, and trolling for crappie. New for 2020, Wally Marshall Pro Series Rear Seat Crappie Rods by Lewes comes in 10-foot and 11-foot designed for the crappie fanatics that love to feel the thump in heavy cover. Hey, my favorite technique is shooting docks. Wally Marshall Speed Shooters are designed with an IM8 blank, AVA foam handles, and airwave guides for the perfect shot every time. Speed Shooters come in 5'6" for tight docks, up to 7-foot to get the longest shot. Man, do I love the 7-footer. Hey, be sure to check out all my crappie rods and reels at Lewes.com or MrCrappie.com.
We screened that porch in just for you. Glad you enjoy it. You're in camp with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors and the Dallas Safari Club.
The results of the DSC Convention and Expo are seen all over the earth every day. We invest millions in the future of wild things and places. Your right to hunt, fish, and shoot, and for future generations as well. BigGame.org.
It is time to go Christmas shopping for the hunter, fisherman, shooter, outdoorsman in your family. Got great gift ideas for you today, and the first one comes from Alabama. A fellow named John Widener that I met a few months ago. He's a crappie fisherman, and he had a great idea, which is now on the market.
You've made our lives easier with a new product, and the minute I saw this, I said, I've got to talk to John Widener about the LiveWell Buddy, because any of us that have, at the end of a long day, dug around in that live well trying to catch those flopping fish out of there and end up with fins in our fingers and chasing them down and saying words that our mamas taught us not to say, needs a live well buddy. Explain, what is the live well buddy?
Well, I tell you, we've been fishing for a long time, and as a result, we've kind of suffered through a lot of agony with it too. And one of the most aggravating things I've ever been through is trying to get the fish out of my live well after at the end of the day. You know, at the end of the day, you're already tired. You're coming in, and you've got all these fish, and you say, oh, I've got to get the fish out of the live well now. And it's one at a time. You reach down there, and every time you reach down there, it seems like the fish are flopping. They're sticking you. They're cutting you. And it was the most aggravating thing I ever went through. So I, you know, with myself and my partner, we got together. We said, you know, we got to do something about this. This is crazy. And we start talking about it. Says, you know, if we had us a nice net that would just, it would collapse, fit down in the live well, and then open back up to where you got a good opening where you can drop your fish into it, it would just make a world of difference. So we put together a couple plans and actually come up with what we call the Live Well Buddy, which is basically, it's a floating ring that's collapsible with a nice rubber-type net. And the net it actually expands toward the bottom, gives the fish a lot of room, a lot of room for aeration. So your fish aren't going to have any trouble in the net itself. But what I loved about it is when I get home at the end of the day, I reach down, I grab the actual ring, I just pull it up, the net collapses, comes right through the live well, and I've got my entire catch in one pull. And
wow.
I just dump them into the basket that I'm going to clean them in, and I'm ready to go.
This is going to make life just a whole lot easier. I notice online it retails for about $40, and that is money well spent because it looks like it's not going to fall apart on me. It's going to hang on there for my life anyway.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? I've been using it now for a couple of years. What I love about it, it's one of those that's out of sight, out of mind. I take my live well buddies, I drop them in. I've got two live wells. I put one in both live wells. And I forget about them. When I go out in the lake and, you know, I'm fishing, my live wells will fill up with water. Well, I'll hit the plug on them and actually fill them totally full. And I use them during the day when I'm fishing. And at the end of the day, I pull them out, take my fish out. I don't have all that hassle. And then I just drain my live well. I never take them out of the live well after that. I just put them back in the live well and forget about them. So it's out of sight, out of mind. It's really a great product. Plus, anybody that wants to fish from the bank, like bank fishermen, they need a place to put their fish. It's perfect for that. People that wade fish, it's perfect for that. And I know a lot of people are talking now about when they go deep sea fishing, they've got these bigger bait fish that they use. Well, if you want to put your bait fish in this, it's perfect for that because you can separate all your different baits. You know, if you got two or three different kinds of baits you want to separate, throw them in there and just forget that you've even got them. It makes it great.
Yeah, it's a handy little deal. I was thinking about all the guys that can use this up north, the walleye guys, can use this. But a lot of folks can benefit from this. It's called the Live Well Buddy. Is there a place online where we can take a look?
Sure. It's actually Angler's Best. If you just look up anglersbest.com, you'll come right to it. And it's just a great product. I think people are really going to fall in love with when they see it.
Anglersbest.com. Y'all check it out. It's called the Live Well Buddy. I've already got mine on the way, John. The minute I only saw this like just a very short time ago, and within 30 minutes of me seeing it, I had the product coming my way.
Fantastic. I hope everybody has that same inspiration because they will not be disappointed, I promise you.
There you go. We start our Christmas shopping show off with a little something for the crappie angler, the Live Well Buddy. Pull all those crappie out of the live well at the same time with no fins in the fingers. Hey, if you own a dog, you ought to have Fortiflora in the fridge, America's number one canine probiotic. It works. I've proven that time and time again with my dogs. Fortiflora. Order it from Chewy.com. BBKO Radio Pro Staffer Tom Dockin has another great gift idea. If you know someone that owns a retriever or a bird dog, hey, Tom, welcome back to the show. How are you doing? How was your fall?
I'm good, Billy. You know, anytime it's fall time and you can be outside behind your dogs, it's good no matter what's happening.
That's exactly right. I want to talk to you very briefly because we're shopping for the outdoorsman in our family today, or woman. And if you have a bird dog owner in your family, you can't go wrong with a Tom Dockin training tape or a Tom Dockin book. Tom's the greatest satisfaction I've ever had with my bird dogs is when I study what you guys do, you pros, and then put that knowledge to use. And boy, the end product is a dog that I trained myself and I worked with every day, but I had to have some expert instruction to get started. And you can help us with that.
Well, that's one thing, you know, that when we went and put our book together, and I was working with the editor, I said, you know what, this has got to be easy to understand. There's got to be a lot of pictures involved so people can actually see what's going to happen. And then break it down. Break it down into age brackets, and then make it so when somebody takes that puppy home, I mean, the minute they get that puppy home, they start the process. And, you know, early on when you first come out with something like that, you go, well, can people really – you know, do it? Can they understand what you're doing with the book? And the nice part is after it's been out for a couple of years, and now it's been out for, I don't know, about 6, 7, 8 years, you can see the reviews. And, you know, the reviews kind of will tell you if people are getting it or not. And really happy with the reviews that we get, that people say it's easy to understand, it's an easy read, and they're getting results. And you know, the big thing I always say to people, whether it's books or DVDs, is you really need a blueprint if you're training a dog, whether it's a pointer, retriever, spaniel, you know, because you're actually building a dog and you're building rapport. So there's steps that have to take place first, and then you add on top of those. So regardless of what information that you get, you know, I like to think of it as a resource. So go back to that book. Go back to that DVD periodically while you're training and, you know, review because, you know, dog training is getting it started, moving forward, but then maintaining it as the dog gets older.
One of the most important things to me when I was learning this process was not only would you teach me the mechanics of what needs to happen as we go along step by step, but subliminally, you taught me how to read my dog when my dog reacted a certain way, and it really helps us understand our dogs better.
Yeah, you know, and really the more time you spend with them, the more you start to understand them. But, you know, they understand you too, and you can't get that unless you're spending time with them. And the more time you spend with them, you're actually going to be able to predict what's going to happen right before it happens or you know, when you do a training session, you're going to go, well, here's what could happen, and then you're prepared for it. understanding those principles, you're going to be able to have that dog working with you. And then you're going to be able to maybe get some mistakes taken care of before they even take place.
There you go. Hey, Tom, your stuff is really easy to find online, also in stores around the country, right?
Right, yeah. I think you can pretty much go online and Amazon, you can find it there. But all of the retailers around the country carry our products, our training dummies, training sets, books, DVDs. So we're real fortunate that those things are out there to help, you know, help people do a better job with training their dogs as well.
Happy Thanksgiving, Tom.
Same to you, Billy.
I'm making my list and checking it twice. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it. With Big Billy Kinder, Outdoors.
For years, the Abu Garcia and Fenwick names have been legendary among fishermen all over the world. With a strong history in craftsmanship, technology, and durability, the Abu Garcia and Fenwick fishing brands continue to meet the specialized needs of avid anglers of any skill level. Are you looking for your next new rod and reel? Take a look at the unmatched quality and durability of Abu Garcia's Revo lineup or C3 series reels. Or the new Fenwick World Class and Techna PX rods, utilizing 3M PowerLux Composites technology to maximize strength, durability, and sensitivity. Visit Southwestern Parts and Service to check out the newest products from the Abu Garcia and Fenwick brands. And remember, at Southwestern Parts and Service in Dallas, we're the largest reel repair center in the nation for Abu Garcia, and also have one of the largest reel parts inventories in the world. Three legends: Abu Garcia, Fenwick, and Southwestern Parts. When it's time to consider a taxidermist, look carefully at the choices. The skill level of the artist that you choose will be a visible reminder of your decision from now on. Let me recommend my taxidermist, Roy Holdridge at True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas. Roy does work for people from across North America and beyond. They insist on True Life Taxidermy in Granbury because of the incredible ability that Roy and his team have in bringing your memory to life. Realistic detail, painstaking precision on your birds, fish, and wild game. With a 10,000-foot studio filled with award-winning artists and nearly three decades of full-time taxidermy work himself, Roy and True Life Granbury can customize your trophy in a unique and high-quality style. Please view his online portfolio at truelifetaxidermy.org. And I think you'll see why True Life Taxidermy in Granbury has been my taxidermist for the past 25 years. Wild game processing available also. TrueLifeTaxidermy.org.
You know, as bird hunters and bird dog owners, we've seen our wild bird hunting opportunities dwindle in recent years. And if you, like me, don't want to kennel your bird dog in the spring just to let him hibernate till fall, then you should take a long look at the world's largest field trial organization, the National Shoot to Retrieve Association, or NASTRA. This was the very idea of NASTRA's founding fathers back in the 1960s. They wanted to extend time in the field with the dogs that they loved. And it must have been a pretty good idea, because over the years, many thousands of men, women, teens, and families have enjoyed participating in NASTRA field trials. All pointing breeds are welcome, and there's no need to be intimidated. NASTRA sponsors over 1,000 field trials across the U.S. and Canada each year. It's at these trials where your dog can earn his NASTRA championship, qualify for entry into your regional championship, and NASTRA's five national championships. Take a look at our website, nstra.org, and consider visiting a local trial. We look forward to meeting you. Walleye and smallmouth bass are two entirely different critters. Walleye are a delicate, flaky delight on your plate. Smallmouth intend to shred the gears in your fishing reel. You can enjoy a snack while slowly drifting along beautiful Lake Oahe, South Dakota, in search of delicious walleye. The smallmouth is a different story, as multiple 3 to 5 pounders are pursuing your lure with intent to destroy at all times. At Spring Creek Resort and Deepwater Marina, north of Pierce, South Dakota, we know where the fine neighborhoods are that house the distinguished walleye. We also know our way around the rough neighborhoods of Oahe's smallmouth district. Come fish with us. We'll put you up in our lakeside cabins and feed you like royalty in a Spring Creek Resort restaurant and bar. Step out of your car and into Spring Creek hospitality. The toughest decisions that you'll have are walleyes or smallies. And do I really have to go back home? SpringCreekSD.com, home to the 2018 Bassmaster Elite Series.
After spending a few days at Joshua Creek Ranch, I describe it as a sportsman's nirvana.
We love creating a unique experience for each of our guests. You know, the interests can vary here from wing shooting to deer hunting to fly fishing to river kayaking. So we have a great variety of guests, and we like for them to enjoy everything we have to offer.
As I enjoyed the birth of a new day over the rolling hill country ranch that is Joshua Creek, I was amazed at the wildlife, quail, pheasants, native white-tailed deer, trophy class axis deer.
We've worked hard on the habitat, planted improved grasses, really with the help of some wildlife biologists, studied what would make the best habitat to keep our game here.
Mm-hmm. We can hunt easily 6, 7, 8 groups, and we don't try to do it on 40 acres. I mean, these people get to walk. They get to see some country.
Joe and Ann Kirchival invite you to enjoy this free-range ranch just northwest of San Antonio. Visit joshuacreeks.com.
Come share our campfire and a good story or two. The Dallas Safari Club presents Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
In a nutshell, the DSC is low overhead and high return to wildlife conservation, outdoors education, and the preservation of hunting, fishing, and shooting. BigGame.org.
Welcome back to our annual Christmas shopping show for the outdoorsman today. All of these products I use, I've tested, I know they work. And if you know someone that could use another trail camera, take a look at SpyPoint. I've used wireless technology trail cameras for several years now. SpyPoint, I started using 3 months ago, and I tell you what, I am 100% sold for a lot of reasons. Trent Marsh joins me now from SpyPoint. Trent, welcome back to the show. And let's talk about this. You guys have really upped the ante on cellular trail cam technology.
Yeah, it's been, there's been a lot of things in the works for a long time. Here the last few years, we've really kind of turned the trail camera game on its head a little bit, really focusing on the cellular trail cameras, but then, even some of the technology that we're using there bleeding over into the non-cellular cameras. I know, you've been using the Link S, which has our patent pending integrated solar panel and battery technology. You know, that's available in a non-cellular version as well. So you've got the option to put that camera out there, and rather than having to go out and switch batteries all the time or lug around those 12-volt battery packs that, you know, it's great if you're setting one or two cameras, but if you've got a half a dozen cameras to set, you kind of need a Sherpa and a mule and a spare donkey just in case to get all that out into the field. So you got that when it's all combined into that one unit, nice compact unit, you've really got the option, depending on the area that you're using it. And if you're smart about your settings, you're realistically talking about potentially unlimited battery life.
Yeah, it's pretty unreal. And I'm going to point out a few things that I'm really impressed with and get you to comment on them. And we're going to start right there at the store. When we walk in and we're comparing all those trail cameras that they've got on display there, take a look at SpyPoint and take a look at the price. First of all, you can get a cellular camera that delivers these photos right to your device, to your handheld, wherever you are, for a couple of $100. They're not through the roof.
No, and really, if you know, the Link Micro that we introduced at ATA this year was really a major disruptor, because that was available at retail at $149. You know, we've got the holidays coming up, and there's some big deals on those cameras. But even just a regular everyday retail price for a cellular camera at $150, you know, that wasn't accidental. We'd been hearing for a lot of years, you know, even when we introduced the Link Evo, that's a cellular trail camera that retails at $250, which at the time it was introduced was unheard of. But there were still people that said, you know, that is still a lot of money for a trail camera. And for me, whether it's just because of my budget or I'm worried about it getting stolen, $250 is still just too much to try the cellular trail camera phenomenon. But if you could ever get it to $150, I'd give it a try. So when we went back to the drawing board for the Link Micro, it was with the intention of making cellular trail camera technology and all the benefits that come along with it available to hunters with any budget. And that's what we set out to do with the Link Micro. And then, like I said, you still got the Link Micro at $250. You've got the Link Dark at $350. And then the Link S, you know, that's going to retail up around $500. But when you talk about what a cellular trail camera costs most folks, and then you talk about how often you're going through batteries, I know when we first talked about the Link S and versus the camera you were using, you kind of balked a little bit at the price. Well, that's kind of expensive. Well, yeah, it is, but how many times are you swapping your batteries out? You sit down and do the math. If you're putting $30 worth of batteries in 3 or 4 times a year, it doesn't take long to get to where that Link S is actually putting money back in your pocket by saving you that battery expense. And that's not even to mention, you know, if your camera's 3 hours away, what are you going to save in gas by not having to go out there to swap the batteries or check the card to begin with? So, you know, they've got we've got a couple different price points that we can get at, different features and benefits at every level. But when you really kind of sit down and do the math on what it's going to save you, it's not just a, you know, price is one thing, value is another. And that's really the focus of SpyPoint, is making sure that whether it's a Link Micro at $150 or a Link S at $499, we want to make sure that camera is delivering value to our customers.
Absolutely. And this is our annual Christmas shopping show, and these are products that I've tried and believe in. And if SpyPoint had not outperformed for me, the competitor that I've been using for the past few years, I'd be talking to them instead of SpyPoint. So that's why we're talking to Trent and SpyPoint on the show today. And here's one thing I love about SpyPoint: a pre-activated SIM card. There's no third party that I have to go online and deal with or make a purchase from. You guys control the SIM card and the data packages. You have your own data. You guys, I guess, can use whatever's available floating around in the air, and I deal directly with you through the app on my phone.
Right. So every cellular camera we've got available is two models. The first one is the nationwide model, and that's going to cover most of your national carriers that aren't Verizon. So, you know, it's whatever is available, that nationwide is going to be there. If you're in an area where you know you're going to need Verizon, as that's the only cell signal that's in the area, then we've got our V model that connects to the Verizon network. But everything else is going to be under that nationwide model. So it's super straightforward, but you're correct. All of those cameras are coming with a pre-activated SIM. So me personally, my cell phone, I use a Verizon signal, but I can purchase a nationwide camera model from SpyPoint, and because the SIM card's coming with it, and because I'm purchasing my photo transmission plan directly in the SpyPoint app on a per camera basis, then I've got the flexibility that I'm not tied to a particular carrier signal just because I'm using that phone service. So I can pick and choose, and if I've got a lease in Kentucky that's great for Verizon, and I've got a lease in Illinois that's only going to get me AT&T, then I can mix and match my cameras so that I know I'm using the best carrier model for where that camera is being placed, and I don't have to deal with my personal cell phone carrier or set up an account with a cell phone carrier that I don't use. All of that is handled in the SpyPoint experience, right in your mobile app. You go to your account tab, and you've got your photo transmission options, your scouting package options. Here just recently, we added full HD photos on request, and we just relaunched the app with the updated referral program. All that's in the SpyPoint experience right there in the mobile app, and you're going to control every camera's settings, view the photos, and manage all of your data and photo transmission plans right there in the app.
Yep, and the app is easy to use. The setup was so simple in the beginning, and my day-to-day use of the app I'm on that thing 2-3 times a day, checking photos and seeing what's going on, checking the status of my camera, and my status is solar panel charging all the time, and my batteries that I put in there months ago are still at 100%. This integrated built-in solar panel in a little trail camera, guys, that's like, I don't know, 3 inches by 5 inches maybe, tiny, is still charged. I'm saving that gas money running back and forth checking photos, and I'm not buying batteries for that thing The other camera, the competitor that I'm using, I've had to replace batteries in that thing, even though I have an external solar panel on it. It's just an amazing piece of equipment. And that built-in solar panel, like you said earlier, is a catch me out.
Love to hear that. Absolutely love to hear that, Billy. Glad you've been happy with it.
And if folks want to find SpyPoint, it's easily done. You guys are everywhere, right?
Yeah, of course. Obviously, you can go to our website, spypoint.com. You can also find us on social media. We've got a Facebook page. We've got Twitter. We've got Instagram. Our YouTube page has been getting a lot of content added to it recently. So pretty much anywhere you want to interact with an outdoor brand, we're there for you.
Hey, thanks, Trent. Trent Marsh with SpyPoint. Hey, when I come back from the coffee pot, I want to tell you about the new pistol that I've been carrying. The ladies are going to love this one.
Hey, everybody. It's retired Staff Sergeant James Johnson. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
As I travel the nation on great hunting and fishing adventures, I find true treasures along the trail. Places that are a must stop every time we pass through. One of those places is the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store in Goodnight, Texas. This is the only place on earth that features all things buffalo. Historical artwork featuring the West and, of course, the bison. Jewelry collections from Santa Fe's Turquoise Moon, Native Bay, and many more. Handmade Damascus steel knives, including the newly designed steak knife collection. On my most recent stop at Buffalo Gold in the Texas Panhandle, I bought an extremely comfortable pair of buffalo hide boots and another pair of buffalo wool socks. The socks, hats, gloves, and beanies are the softest and warmest that I've ever owned, and trust me, I've been through them all. Usable and unique. The Buffalo Gold Herdware Store is on Highway 287, just 40 miles southeast of Amarillo. A short drive and worth the trip from Oklahoma, New Mexico, and Colorado. And for folks further away, shop them online at buffalogold.net. Teske's Outdoors is located just west of Weatherford on the south side of I-20. And we are a must stop for gift ideas with the outdoorsman or woman in your life in mind. With thousands of guns from top names like Smith & Wesson, Browning, and Beretta, we have a huge selection of pistols, rifles, and shotguns. The perfect fit for your outdoor passions. Plus everything you'll need in the world of ammo, optics, gun cleaning, and storage. And a full line of clothing for the hunter or fisher in the family. From Sitka, Under Armour, The North Face, Patagonia, Kool, Free Fly, Howler, and Ariat. And we can help you call in everything from elk to turkeys with top-of-the-line names like Primos. At Teske's Outdoors, we even teach hunter safety and CHL classes. Shop us online from any place at teskesoutdoors.com. That's T-E-S-K-E-Y-S outdoors.com. Teske's Outdoors is right on Interstate 20, just west of Weatherford.
The Vineyards Campground and Cabins has time and again been recognized nationally as a safe, clean, fun, and, well, perfect family destination. With all new full hookup 50 amp pedestals, pull through sites, lightning fast Wi-Fi and cable TV at every site, the Vineyards Campground in Grapevine, Texas will become a regular travel stop for you. Bring the whole family and enjoy our beautiful group pavilion, private swim beach and boat ramp, stand up paddle boards, well stocked camp store, and the friendliest staff that you'll find as you travel in your RV or bus. We're located on the shore of beautiful Graymont Lake, and you'd never guess that we're right in the middle of Dallas-Fort Worth. Just outside the gated entry at the Vineyards, enjoy the charm of Main Street with exclusive shopping and delicious dining. Don't have an RV? No worries. Come stay at the Vineyards' fully furnished cabins. We can't wait to see you, so make your reservation now at vineyardscampground.com. See you soon.
Dove hunting in Argentina is well documented, but as my friends at JJ Caseria, Cordoba Doves will tell you, the duck hunting is unmatched anywhere in the world. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative for JJ Caseria.
The duck lodge is in Corrientes. We shoot 30 ducks in the morning and 10 per D's in the afternoon. We have 11 different species of ducks. We have a duck season from the 15th of April to the 31st of August.
You are assured before you ever leave American soil that you're going to feel welcome and at home when you hunt with your new friends at JJ Caseria.
Our lodge is beautiful. It's 4 years old. It has 10 double bedrooms, all with private baths, all heated and air conditioned. It's very comfortable. We don't put on air, so you'll feel as relaxed in the lodge as you do in your living room.
Hunt world-class doves and ducks in Argentina. Plan next year now by visiting CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caceria. Can see me in Argentina.
You're in good conservation company with the Dallas Safari Club and Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
From white-tail deer just down the highway to Marco Polo sheep in Tajikistan or peacock bass on the Amazon, every adventure you can dream of will be available at the DSC Convention and Expo, January 9 through 12, biggame.org.
Hey, if you hear about something on the show today that you think might be the perfect gift idea this Christmas for the outdoors man or woman in your life, or maybe for yourself, you'll find more info at bbkoradio.com. I switched over from my trusty old revolver that I've carried for years and years and years for personal protection several months ago because I fell in love with the new little pistol from Mossberg. Mossberg makes pistols? Yes, they do. My friend Linda Powell is with Mossberg.
The mystique is blown away from the shooting sports, and a lot of women getting involved. I like that.
You know, I've been in the industry now for 23 years, and it's been quite impressive to see how that has changed. As you said, more and more women getting involved in the hunting and shooting sports, but also looking at it from a personal protection perspective.
Yeah. You know, if we watch the news or read the headlines in the morning, it's very evident why we have a Second Amendment and why that Second Amendment is very important, and why maybe it's important to take a closer look if you've never done any shooting before at what's available and what's out there, and go learn to use that thing with good, safe instruction and carry it with you at all times these days. And Mossberg is now making it really, really easy to do that. I remember seeing you not long ago, and I was just shocked when you had a table full of pistols at Mossberg.
That's true. First of all, I'm really excited. We're celebrating our 100th anniversary this year.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Still a family-owned and operated company. But what so many people don't realize when I say I work for Mossberg is the very first gun that Mossberg produced was a little 22 pistol.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
Most people don't call the Brownie.
Yeah.
And when we developed it, it was for trappers, for them to go and dispatch animals. But because at the time it actually had four barrels that rotated, it had higher capacity than Derringers and other guns out there. So it very quickly became popular as a personal defense gun back 100 years ago.
Yeah.
We built that gun for about 13 years and then got out of handguns until this year.
Wow.
And now we're back in the pistol market.
That is amazing. Do you know if any of those old 100-year-old guns are still in existence? Are there any around?
There are. In fact, we had one on display at during SHOT Show and NRA this year. So there are a few around, and, you know, in pretty high demand now.
Yeah. Not only are you guys building some pistols now, but you're building Mossberg quality into these pistols. When you think about Mossberg, guys like me who have been around firearms and the shooting sports all of their life, the first two things that come to mind are dependable and affordable. That seems to me like that's how the Mossberg family has built their company.
You're so true in making that statement. I think one of the reasons I'm really proud to work for Mossberg is that philosophy continues today, even 100 years later. The Mossbergs want to build quality products at a reasonable price that the average person can afford. It's really important from their perspective that everyone have the opportunity to get involved in the hunting and shooting sports.
Yeah.
And doing it with a quality product that fits them and it provides the features that you're looking for.
Yeah, and if Mossberg can build a gun that can live up to those nasty duck hunters all these years, because they don't take care of their gun, they stick them in the mud, they drown them under the water, they can put together a protection pistol that's going to last you from now on. Tell us a little bit about these guns. They have some very attractive features.
Well, you know, we started out by doing our research and actually looking at the market and what people wanted in a subcompact concealed carry. 380 and 9mm were the two most popular choices. We felt like 9mm was the way to go. You know, looking for a gun that probably was in the range of a, you know, six and a half inch gun, 3.5 inch barrel. Those qualities, you know, weight was important. ergonomics. And, you know, as a woman, I've really struggled in finding a semi-auto pistol that works for me. Hmm. You know, a couple of things. A lot of times the grips just don't fit my hand. Yeah. I can't shoot them comfortably. They're too large, too aggressive. And the other thing, you know, as a woman, too, I have difficulty. I don't have that hand strength to operate the slide.
Hmm.
And so one of the things that we did, obviously that has to do with the spring tension, but we also put serrations on the front and the rear of the slide, so it makes it much easier to manipulate the slide. So that in itself was a big improvement, you know, from my perspective, in a gun that, I think this gun, the MC1SC, is great for anyone, but I think it has a lot of appeal for females.
Yeah.
The other thing is safety. We offer a version with an extra crossbolt safety on it.
That's a big deal to a lot of folks, more.
Yeah, you know, if you think about it, maybe you're carrying it in your handbag or even in a pocket and you'd feel more comfortable with having that extra layer of safety. The other thing, and this is the one that really impresses me the most, is if you're familiar with handguns or maybe you're not, a lot of them, their takedown system or the way of breaking them down to clean them for maintenance involves depressing the trigger. And so that just raises a little flag with me. You know, the way we designed the takedown system, you unload the pistol, you lock back the slide, and then it has a little button on the rear that you can depress and remove the striker. All the time it's safe, you know it's unloaded. And so I just think that's a tremendous benefit in the MC1.
Absolutely. Several different versions, and you'll want to look at each of them. A big deal to my wife, Robin, is she wants that laser. You guys are building a laser into, actually a part of, one of these new Mossberg pistols.
That's true. We have four different models. That's my preference, too, because, you know, for a personal defense weapon in the heat of the moment, I don't want to have to worry too much about focusing on sights, so a laser provides you that option.
Mm-hmm. A dark parking garage, your own home in the middle of the night, wherever, whatever.
Right. We also have options with tritium pro sights, which actually picks up light, makes it easier for you in low light situations. All of the MC1s come with 3-watt white dot sights, so very easy as well to see. You know, the main thing I can say to people, you know, any handgun that you get, you definitely want to spend some time with it. Mm-hmm. Practice, that's the key, because when you're going to really need to use it, you're going to be under a lot of pressure, and the best thing to do is have a lot of training and spend time behind that gun. I also have found it as a woman to be very empowering.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the hunting and shooting sports, it's just, to me, actually been life-changing.
And there's some great organizations out there now, Linda, that were not there 10 years ago. 15, 20 years ago, no one even thought about this sort of thing, but a girl with a gun. There are different organizations, the Divas Group, they cater to the ladies.
Yeah, and I would encourage you, you know, if you're someone, maybe a female that hasn't had any experience, to look for one of these groups. That's how I started. I actually attended a Becoming an Outdoor Woman program, which was available in every state. And it puts you in a comfortable setting with other females where you don't feel uncomfortable asking questions. You know, it's a great learning environment, and they're going to teach you the basics, and they're going to teach you safety.
I guess the key thing we want them to remember right now, if these ladies do show up at one of these gun training events, is to have a Mossberg in your hand.
Absolutely. That's what we want to tell them today. But, you know, I think you'll find that it definitely is designed to be a great concealed carry gun, very comfortable to shoot, again, a tremendous value, and very affordable. You know, suggested retail price is around the $400. Price range, but you'll actually find it in the store around $350 to
$370. Wow. Yeah, very, very competitive, as Mossberg has always been. So very quickly, everything is a 9mm. All four guns come in a 9mm, and what are those four models again?
You have your base model, which is with the 3 white dot sights. You have a base model with the additional crossbolt safety. You have the one with the Viridian laser, and then you have the one with the tritium night sights.
Yeah, and I've held these in my hand, ladies. They're lightweight. They're smaller, undersized just a bit, and there's one perfect there for you. We can also always take a look at them online. We'll have them up at bbkoradio.com, and of course Mossberg offers a beautiful website as well.
Absolutely. Go to mossberg.com.
Linda, what a pleasure to talk to you always.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to talk with you as well. I love talking guns and hunting and shooting.
My friend Linda Powell with Mossberg, and I'm telling you, I discovered this new little Mossberg pistol, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 months ago. I love the compact size. I love the dependability. I love the accuracy on the range straight out of the box. I love the fact that it comes with that point-and-shoot laser on there. Very attractive pricing, too, for the Mossberg pistol this Christmas for personal carry, self-defense. Take a look at it. Still to come, we're going to stuff Dad's stocking with baits that Major League Fishing champion Edwin Evers recommends.
Kids along. This is where heritage is guarded just for them. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
Make plans now to join us at the DSC Convention and Expo, Heritage, January 9 through 12. Heritage, one of the biggest conservation gatherings on earth. Biggame.org.
This is our annual Christmas shopping show for the hunter, the fisherman, the shooter in the family. Some pretty cool gift ideas that fit every budget, something for every budget, and everything from the crappie fisherman to the dog trainer. And this next item will fit anyone on your list, anyone. Ron Miskin and his Buffalo Wool Company have been a part of this Christmas show for close to a decade now because his products are that good. Ron, welcome back to the show. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, Billy, thank you very much for having me back. I always love talking to you.
Yeah, I always enjoy having you here. Your product looks so simple that people could overlook it. It's not a flashy Christmas item, but man, does your stuff work. Buffalo wool, gloves, socks, hats, whatever these guys make will keep you warmer than wool, I promise you. Tell me the secret to buffalo wool gloves and socks. Why are they so warm?
Well, typically, if you think about the environment that bison live in, they're not afraid of cold. I mean, their native rangeland goes from Barrow, Alaska, down past Mexico City. So when it's negative 60, negative 80 out on the, above the Arctic Circle, they don't care. This fiber is what keeps them insulated. It's just that fine and that crimpy, and it traps that much dead air.
And that's the fiber that Ron and his Buffalo Wool Company use to make these very warm and dependable products. And it's not the big guard hair, the shaggy hair that we see and think of when we think of the buffalo, is it?
No, this is that fine down fiber that grows down close to the skin. Bison have actually five different types of hair, and we use all of them in different things, whether it's our insoles or our, crushable packable felt hats. But that fine down fiber is the super insulating stuff, and that's what works for makes the socks so warm.
Yeah, I go to South Dakota every year, as you know, and I love to go up there and take in a fall pheasant hunt and enjoy that tradition. And a year ago when we were there, the weather just turned brutally nasty, and we were out on a forever march in the snow and the slog and the 16 degrees. And by about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we had a couple of hunters quit. They said, "Hey, guys, I'm done for the day. We'll dry out and start it again tomorrow." And I was having no issue at all. My feet and hands stayed warm. And the products that you hear me talk about on the show and throw out there for Christmas shopping ideas are products that I use and know they work, or else I don't recommend them. I love to say that buffalo wool gloves and socks will, and beanies, you guys make all kinds of products, will help you to fish and hunt longer, and they do that. And you've heard from guys that fish and hunt from extremes all over the world that use your products.
No, absolutely. And I can't tell you how exciting it is to get, pictures or a story of somebody who's been on a, muskox hunt in Alaska or a moose hunt in Newfoundland and send those pictures wearing our gloves and hats out there when it's, 60 below. There's nothing more exciting than seeing somebody out.
There's no better endorser in the world for your products than guys that work or hunt or fish outside 12 months out of the year. And guys, this stuff works. If you're looking for a great gift idea for the outdoorsman in your family for this Christmas, Buffalo Wool products, and it's buffalowoolco.com. Tell us about your line of products. You guys have really grown over the years.
Well, we listen to people, and a lot of times guys will come out and use whatever. They'll come back and say, if you did this, maybe it would work better. So we definitely listen to that because who knows better. And then we try and, you know, make new things and adapt new things. And we're, this whole thing's been an experiment. I mean, we're not anywhere near done, but we've developed a few new things. We've redesigned our neck gaiters. That's now one of our most popular things. The bison wool boot inserts, our insole liners, that's got to be one of the things that people rave most about. And we've come back this year, made them a little denser, a little bit thinner, and they're working.
They do work. Everything you make works, the socks, the gloves, and you have various socks that you make. So you're going to find something that you really like. As a matter of fact, you guarantee your products to work. Or
absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. You know, anything that doesn't work for you is not worth a dime. Bison fiber is rare, it's hard to come by, and it's difficult to process. That makes it expensive. So in doing that, I work for a living, and I understand that if I pay for something, it better do what it says it's going to do, and the people that make it better stand behind it. And we're going to do that. We've been around since, I guess, 2005, actually, but I believe in standing behind our product. If you're going to put your good hard-earned money up for it, it better do what it says it's going to do.
Yep, absolutely. I've got to get a neck gaiter now. I don't have a neck gaiter, but that's next because, man, they do a tremendous job. So in case, Robin, Troy, in case you guys are listening, a Buffalo Wool Co. neck warmer. That's what I need. All right, Ron, tell everybody once again where they can go to view your products and order them in time for Christmas.
All right, we are at thebuffalowoolco.com or give us a call, 817-905-4584.
Ron Miskin and his Buffalo Wool Company, best I've ever, that's all I can tell you, best I have ever tried, and I've tried everything. This corner of the Camp House brought to you by Purina Pro Plan, a Pro Plan performance formula, guys, for your hard-working bird dogs, cow dogs, 30% protein, 20% fat, exactly what they need after a hard day's work. Pick up the Pro Plan at Atwoods Ranch and Home Stores.
I'm Craig Boddington. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
This is Jim Shockey.
I'm Craig Boddington.
This is Jim Zumbo.
Join me, Mr. Whitetail, Larry Wifeson, at the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo. I look forward to shaking your hand there this January.
With a who's who lineup on stage to answer your questions, surrounded by more than 1,800 exhibits featuring outdoor apparel and gear, artwork, jewelers, custom guns and knives, the finest licensed guides and BSC-approved outfitters from around the globe, free seminars, and world-class banquets with celebrity guests and speakers, BSC's Convention and Expo, January 9th through the 12th, is a must-see for outdoors men and women. The whole family will love the incredible taxidermy displays, and the auctions are the biggest and best, built specifically for the outdoors enthusiast. The best part, your ticket cost, the auction bid, the money spent at DSC's Convention and Expo will be spent wisely on conservation matters at home and around the globe. Please come to DSC's Convention and Expo at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center in Dallas, January 9th through the 12th. Learn more at biggame.org.
Want to know how to knock the socks off the bass fishermen in your family this Christmas? How to guaranteed, surefire, absolutely, without a doubt, make them stop in their Christmas morning Santa jammies and forget to breathe for a minute. Hand them a G. Loomis rod from Southwestern Parts in Dallas. Lucky Mr. Bassman will know that you truly want him to feel every bite, no matter how light, on his next trip to the lake. He'll proudly tell all of his buddies that his G. Loomis rods are made in America, and that G. Loomis rods set the standard for the industry. Your G. Loomis gift to Mr. Bassman is made from proprietary resins and composites, ensuring that each rod can handle the stress of landing big fish. The highest quality line guides, reel seats, and handles. Cork handles filled and treated using a proprietary process. Mr. Bassman will feel the bite, win the fight, then pose for the camera with his personal best.
Woohoo!
And his G. Loomis rod. From Southwestern Parts in Dallas, with the largest real parts inventory in the world.
The Dallas Ecological Foundation is now the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, or OTF. Hi, I'm Scott McClure with the OTF, and I wanted to let you know that aside from the name change, we are the same organization, a 501c3, doing the same important work for the future of American youth in the hunting, fishing, and shooting sports. The Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation is the wheel that keeps outdoor adventures moving in our schools. Outdoor Adventures is in hundreds of schools across America, teaching kids in junior highs and high schools great things like archery, boating safety, camping, and hunting. It's a legitimate part of the school curriculum. Outdoor Adventures is a PE course for kids that just don't have an interest in school or athletics or team sports. They're not involved. The life lessons learned and the lives that light up when learning these outdoor skills are real and the stories are fantastic. The Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation is opening new insights to youth through public schools. If you'd like to donate or see outdoor adventures in your local school, the first step is to visit our website, DallasEcologicalFoundation.org.
The Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation salutes hunters for the role they play in providing critical funding for conservation. Funds generated by hunting licenses and fees, excise taxes on hunting gear, and donations to groups like RMEF generate funds that fuel land and wildlife conservation efforts from coast to coast. Celebrate how hunting is conservation at our annual fundraising banquet and auction. Be ensuring the future of elk, other wildlife, their habitat, and our hunting heritage.
At Cornerstone Bible Church in Roanoke, Texas, we embrace the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are affiliated with no denomination but champion God's word only. We have a very active children's ministry, and we are a safe and secure place to hear God's word and learn about His great love for us, even though we are all great sinners. I'm John Watson, and I want to invite you and your family to church on Litzy Road in Roanoke, Texas, and on the web at csbiblechurch.org.
We've camped on the ground and in five-star lodges, but have never found a more welcome camp than this one. The Dallas Safari Club presents Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
While you enjoy a day at the range, we stand on Capitol Hill and firmly say no to those who would rip that right and that gun from you. We are the DSC, and we're at BigGame.org.
This corner of the camp house at Big Billy Kender Outdoors on this Thanksgiving weekend is brought to you by Purina Pro Plan. There's a Pro Plan formula specifically built for your dog, even if they have special conditions like an intolerance to grain or itchy skin. Purina Pro Plan is at Atwoods Ranch and Home Stores, Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, and Kansas. Christmas shopping for the outdoorsman with products that I know, love, and use, and I know they work. And I know the outdoorsman in your family will love them. And when Santa comes to see me this Christmas, I hope all of his reindeer are named Revo. Yeah, the bass fishermen just perked up. They know the name Revo. And so does Scott Camp with Revo. Welcome to the show, man.
Thank you, Billy. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. It's our annual Christmas shopping show, and it's a lot of fun because we pass out great shopping ideas, stuff I've used, stuff that works. And now I want to talk about what we're going to yank that double-digit bass out of the lake with in 2020, or what Dad is anyway when he finds it under the tree. Abu Garcia, one of the most trusted and respected names in the fishing industry. And a few years ago, you guys came out with the Revo line of reels. Big step up for a lot of guys, and it's been a really good step. Lighter, faster, stronger. Talk to us a little bit about the Revo line and what makes these reels so special for bass fishermen.
Well, Billy, Revo is, Abu Garcia has been known for their precision built reels. We've got something in every angler's lineup. Revo, as many of our anglers know, has been built upon durability, reliability, performance. These are just a few of the features that we've continued with in our generation 4 Revo. You know, probably the first Revo I'd look at in the lineup would be for that entry-level bait cast angler in Revo X.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. You're going to get that same dependability with an introductory Revo that you're going to get in the entire Revo line. So it's something that Dad's going to have, or whoever you're buying this for is going to have for the rest of their life, and then pass it down.
Absolutely. You know, the Revo X was kind of our take on our entry-level Revo, and we launched that a couple years back. You know, that reel comes in three different speeds, from your 5.4:1, gear ratio up to your higher speed of a 7.3:1. You know, it's built on an alloy frame, entry level Revo, full performance, full durability, and you're not going to minimize on that drag. So it's definitely a reel that you could have for years at that $99 price point.
Yeah, $99. And I promise you, if Dad's a fisherman, when he opens, unwraps that gift and says Abu Garcia Revo on there, he knows you've done your homework and you've bought quality. Let's step it up a little bit in that Revo line.
What's a step above the entry level?
You know, we've got a couple that would step up from there in that kind of mid price point. One would be your Revo S, and then the other would be your Revo SX, probably the most well known Revo out of the lineup, and that hits you right at 159.
And you'll actually see guys winning big time $100,000 plus tournaments using these particular reels. That's how dependable they are. These guys make their living with them. And it's just amazing to me, Scott, how these reels, our rods as well, have gotten so much lighter just in the past 10 years. I mean, 10, 15 years ago, you remember what your shoulder, your elbow felt like after, you know, chunking a crankbait all day.
Absolutely.
It's a whole different story.
Absolutely.
Now.
That is for sure. You know, that Revo SX, one thing we've kind of done with the Generation 4 Revo is we've added a little bit of weight. So we added about a half ounce to each one of our Revo lineup. But one thing we've done is we've provided much more durability within that reel. We've added a better drag system. One thing that we start with on our Revo X lineup is our new Keyed Power Stack Carbon Matrix drag. One thing that does is that allows you to get more surface area on that drag. Your drag will wear for a longer amount of time. Your strength on that reel is going to be unsurpassable. The Revo SX has 24 pounds of drag. So you can take that reel and fish for just about anything you want to fish for with 24 pounds of drag.
Yes, you can. And Mom, that simply means that when Dad hooks the fish of a lifetime, that fish is not going to strip the gears out of this Revo and burn it up, and that he's going to have playability with that fish to actually land it and show you a picture instead of telling you a story later in the day.
Absolutely. That is correct. I don't think you can go wrong with the Revo X for the angler in your family.
No, you cannot. Hey, 2020 right around the corner. You guys are always improving, engineering, and looking forward. What's coming up in 2020 that we need to get excited about?
I'll tell you what, two key new launches in the Revo family. One would be the Revo SX Rocket. Many of the anglers out there are familiar with our Revo Rocket at the $299 price point. This Revo SX Rocket comes in at $179. You're getting
wow.
A 9-speed reel at $179. That's kind of unheard of in the industry to have a fast reel at that gear ratio under the $200 price point. But you're not giving up on the durability and performance. You're still on that same Revo SX platform, but we're adding a 9-to-1 gear ratio.
Man, oh man, that is an incredible price point. There's Christmas right there. If you're looking for the perfect gift for Dad, the bass fisherman in your family, whoever that might be, it could be Mom these days. You never know. I need to be careful there. $180, man. That's a bargain. It sounds like
$180. You know, and it really does, and it's a fantastic reel. You know, a lot of these anglers now we're looking to get as many casts as possible, and one thing this reel will do will bring it in at 37 inches per crank. So you're burning that bait in. You're going to be able to get a lot more cast. It's a great looking reel aesthetically, but it's a better performing reel.
Yep, you cover a lot of water with that bad boy right there. 10 bearings plus one in all of the Rebos, I believe. I think that's standard. They are built to last, built to be tough, and built to get the job done. Well, Scott, happy Thanksgiving weekend. Merry Christmas to you and all of our friends at Abu and, of course, there at Revo in that super secret Revo headquarters.
Wonderful, Billy. Happy holidays to you. Happy holidays to all the anglers out there, and we wish you all the best.
That is Scott Camp with Abu Garcia talking about Revo reels from Santa Claus. Don't forget the Purina Pro Plan when you hit the road for that cross-country upland bird hunting trip. Stock up at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. Hey, before the break, we've got time for my buddy, master chef and excellent hunter, John Bonnell.
Thanks, Billy. Good to hear from you.
There you go. We're shopping for the outdoorsman on our show today, our annual Christmas shopping show, and it wouldn't be complete if we didn't have your wild game recipes included. And one of the cookbooks that you have authored actually includes an entire chapter on wild game cooking.
You bet. I dedicated a whole chapter to things that I grew up cooking and love. And it's the recipes for really wild stuff, not what you're buying in the market that's, you know, farm-raised. We've got things for venison, for pheasant, for dove, for turkeys. Lots of great recipes that are very doable, full-color photos with all of them. The book is called John Bonnell's Texas Favorites, and I got plenty of them.
You betcha. And in addition to all of that wild game cooking, of course, you've got other great recipes that fill this up. I have a copy of this thing, and it's magnificent. It's a great Christmas gift idea. If you guys want to know what to do, what the next step is with your wild game. And you don't hold back any secrets like your wild game rub and different recipes that you have. You share that stuff.
We do. I've got 5 different spice blends, different rubs that we love to sell. And we've got 3 different cookbooks. But if anybody's ever bought anything, send me an email and I'll give you recipes for every single thing I've got. If you've got one of the cookbooks and say, I really like the smoked turkey in there, but what if you wanted to fry it, or what if you want to chicken fry it? How would you do that? Email me, and I'll send you back any recipe I've got in Word format. We've got a no-secrets policy in all my kitchens.
Tell us again the name of the book that we're going to be looking for when we come see you online.
You bet. The book is John Bonnell's Texas Favorites. We've got 5 different spice blends. You'll find us at BonnellsRestaurant.com. That's Bonnell's with 2 N's and 2 L's.
Howdy, folks. It's Larry Weissoon, Mr. Whitetail. Did you know that Mr. Whitetail is Native American for incredibly handsome and very talented? You never stop learning here at Big Billy Kinder's Outdoors.
When you serve up that whitetail deer to your friends and family, I promise you, they're going to think you're feeding them beef if you had that animal processed at Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing.
We know what to take away from the deer to make it the very best, and that meaning get rid of all the blood that's on it, all the fat that's on it, and it's hard to season raw meat, and that's what we're really, really good at. Our bacon-wrapped fillets are probably the greatest thing that's ever happened to a wild game piece of meat that's out there, and it doesn't matter what it is. You could serve it to anybody and they'll say, wow, that's a great fillet, but it's wild game. Because the way we season them, and then we cry vac them, vacuum seal them, and then let them sit, and then we put them in the freezer. So the spices get to work on the meat for a little bit. If you'll cook them just like a regular fillet, you know, like medium rare or rare, it's perfect. I mean, you can't tell the difference.
CCR, wildgameprocessing.com.
The Vineyards Campground and Cabins has time and again been recognized nationally as a safe, clean, fun, and, well, perfect family destination. With all new full hookup 50-amp pedestals, pull-through sites, lightning-fast Wi-Fi and cable TV at every site, the Vineyards Campground in Grapevine, Texas will become a regular travel stop for you. Bring the whole family and enjoy our beautiful group pavilion, private swim beach and boat ramp, stand-up paddle boards, well-stocked camp store, and the friendliest staff that you'll find as you travel in your RV or bus. We're located on the shore of beautiful Grapevine Lake, and you'd never guess that we're right in the middle of Dallas-Fort Worth. Just outside the gated entry at the Vineyards, enjoy the charm of Main Street with exclusive shopping and delicious dining. Don't have an RV? No worries. Come stay at the Vineyards' fully furnished cabins. We can't wait to see you, so make your reservation now at vineyardscampground.com. See you soon.
Every animal that has ever roamed this planet was designed as hunted or hunter, predator or prey. We are hunters. If it were ever necessary, even the strictest vegan would return to the wild, driven to survive by the instincts of his ancestors. Those who hide behind the soft delusion of their own ignorance do so from within a civilization whose very being costs the lives of countless creatures every single day. Death is an undeniable fuel of life. This is the undeniable truth of existence. To live in balance with the planet that sustains us, we must admit and embrace the nature within us. Trust the hunter in your blood.
I've relied completely on buffalo wool socks and gloves for about a decade now, and that's not about to change. When I first discovered Ron and Teresa Miskin's Buffalo Wool Company, it literally changed my hunting, fishing, and cold weather tolerance. Last year, after a South Dakota freeze that had hunters in our group dropping like flies before the hunt was over, I had no issues and was able to completely enjoy the hunt start to finish. When I shared my buffalo wool secret with them later, they were instantly convinced. Buffalo wool in harsh conditions had outperformed all of the other gloves and socks on that trip. They're even warmer than wool, and I feel the buffalo wool difference immediately after putting them on. All Buffalo wool products are 100% money-back guaranteed, but you'll keep them. The Buffalo Wool Company is now selling bed covers that will keep you toasty, even on the coldest night. Check out the website and learn the secret of the buffalo. It's thebuffalowoolco.com. That's thebuffalowoolco.com. Fish the winter and hunt longer with Buffalo Wool. National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin, and every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon.
We've camped on the ground and in five-star lodges, but have never found a more welcome camp than this one. The Dallas Safari Club presents Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
Guns, fabulous hunting opportunities, art, outdoor gear, and clothing spread out over the entire Dallas Convention Center. The DSC Convention and Expo is January 9 through 12 in Dallas. BigGame.org.
John Bonnell, we just heard from him before the coffee break there. Master chef John Bonnell, incredible in the kitchen. You'll love his recipes. And if you've got someone in the house that loves to not only hunt and fish, but cook and consume, your family eats wild game, you got to have John's book this Christmas. By the way, come see me at bbkoradio.com, bbkoradio.com. John, not only an incredible chef, but a great outdoorsman as well. He's hunted all over the world, and he just got back from a trip to Oklahoma where he killed a really nice double-split brow tine 14-point whitetail buck, an old booger that was getting on up there in years, and John harvested that beautiful animal, and his nephew, Will, is on the bragging board at BBKO Radio 2. Will Bonnell is a student at University of Oklahoma. Look at the brute that Will shot. A true giant. They're on the bragging board, bbkoradio.com. Okay, let's get back to doing our Christmas shopping, and this next item is going to be a lot of fun. If Dad enjoys the range, he likes to shoot, he likes to hunt, and maybe he has several rifles, chances are he doesn't have a muzzle loader. And this particular muzzle loader that I'm going to talk with Tony Smotherman with CVA about would be a welcome addition to Dad's collection, I promise you. I caught up with Tony on the range, and we had a little fun shooting muzzle loaders.
You know, the muzzle loader that I shot 10 years ago, you know, I don't know what it's good for anymore, Tony, because it's a whole new world.
Well, you know, just like everything that we see in our everyday lives, technology has taken over, and we're taking that technology and putting it into the muzzleloading world. The gun that we have here today on range day is the CVA Paramount, brand new for 2019. It's our first ever bolt-action muzzleloader, and in essence, it's our first ever long-range muzzleloader. This is a .45 caliber, has 1-in-22 twists. So it's a really fast twist rate. We've been working on this technology for about 2 years now, and in doing so, building the gun, we also own a company called Power Belt Bullets. So we have been building the bullet to fit with this gun and this gun to fit with this bullet for the last 2 years as well. So this bullet right here is a 280 grain, 45 caliber bullet with a super high BC of a .452. This gun here, we're shooting 150 grains,
pounds of loose Blackhorn 209. And of course, one of the biggest things people like to talk about is how fast this guy is. Typical muzzleloader, 50 cal, is going to be about 1,850 feet per second. This guy here leaves the barrel at about 2,300 feet
Holy
per second.
Smokes!
Yeah, so it's ripping fast, which also gives us great energy downrange and great accuracy downrange. The coolest thing about this gun is the adjustability. It fits all shapes and sizes of bodies. And accuracy downrange, this exact gun that we're shooting here today, I was shooting 400 yards before I got here. We're shooting 2.5 inches.
400 yards.
400 yards, three-shot group, 2.5 inches.
Wow.
Which is, that was above the standards at 100 yards several years ago, like what you talked about. So definitely muzzleloading has changed, and this gun here, the Paramount, is going to take it to that next level for the guys really serious about long-range accuracy and precision.
Yeah, I love the design of this gun. When you look at it, at a glance, 270. You know, it's got that deer rifle look.
Well, you know, so yes, it does. There's one key feature that's missing off the gun that you don't see that makes you think it's a 270 or a big long range bolt style centerfire rifle. It's the ramrod. Now, when guys are talking long range in the centerfire world, they talk about free floating barrel and harmonics of the barrel. Those communications have never come into the muzzle loading world until now. This gun here is missing a ramrod on the barrel. It does not come on the gun. It has its own side pouch, so when you go hunting, you actually do have a ramrod that's foldable. But it is a free-floating barrel. If you had a ramrod on it, the ramrod would touch the barrel in three different places, which would totally ruin the harmonics, therefore giving us not as good accuracy downrange that we have like we have today.
Walk us through loading this bolt action.
Okay, yeah, so pretty simple stuff. Again, you look at it, you don't think it's a muzzleloader, but because of the word muzzleloader, it still loads down the muzzle of the barrel like any other muzzleloader. Again, we're shooting loose powder, which is Blackhorn 209. That's probably the most advanced propellant that's on the market today. So we just pour the 150 grains loose down, push the bullet down like any other muzzleloader, even from the Daniel Boone time. So it's still muzzleloader in that way. Where things change on the backside is the action actually is based off a 700 Remington platform, and of course got a bolt on it. The coolest thing about this gun is all other bolt action guns on the market today requires a 4473 form, meaning if you buy it, it's got to go through a gun dealer, then you got to transfer, and it costs you a little extra money. This is the only bolt muzzleloader rifle on the market today that does not require that. Even though it's a 700 platform, we have designed the action where it cannot be manipulated and turned into a centerfire after you purchase it, so it still meets all muzzleloader requirements. As far as ignition source, every muzzleloader on the market today uses 209 shotgun primer, which is a magnum heat source. What we realized in building this gun, that magnum heat source is so strong and so powerful that it actually dislodges the powder charge, basically pushing it forward before it goes bang, before it ignites, which give us a little bit of inconsistency in muzzle velocity, up to sometimes 80 feet per second difference. At 100 yards, that really don't mean a lot, but when we're talking 400 with a 280 grain bullet, it means a lot. So we changed our ignition source on this gun here to a large rifle primer. Large rifle primers are very hot, probably the same heat as a 209, but they're a different kind of burn, where a 209 is one fell swoop of ignition. So it's a boom, where the large rifle primer is almost like a blowtorch. It's really hot, but steady ignition, so it's not abusive. It does not push the powder charge forward, and our muzzle velocity has changed now from 15 to 20 feet per second. So our accuracy is much more increased by changing this large rifle primer.
And of course, if you've got a muzzleloader that's capable of three within 2 inches at 400 yards, you don't want to top that thing 100 yards anymore. You don't top it right.
So this gun here, it takes it, to be able to do that, you got to have some different glass, obviously.
Yeah.
So this gun here, we run a Vortex. I think it's a Viper is what we run on this here. Either way, it's a 5 to 25 power magnification with adjustable turret. So from 100 to 400, we probably have 4 feet of fall or parallax of the projectile. But with the glass that we have our hands on, again, technology, we have better glass now than we did years ago. So that glass is able to compensate for that kind of fall with adjustable turrets.
Yeah, and I point that out just so guys can get a mental picture as they're listening to this today. Wow, man, this is a rifle.
Yeah, this is absolutely not a muzzleloader. But again, it's still a muzzleloader. All the muzzleloading are primitive weapon seasons across the country that requires you to shoot a muzzleloader. This gun here is still absolutely capable of being part of that season.
reason.
Yep. Why a muzzleloader? Couple of reasons. Number one, it's fun. It's just fun to shoot a muzzleloader.
Well, so my whole life for the last 25 years is rotating around the muzzleloader. This is what I do. And the reason I started is because there's states across this country that offer primitive weapon or black powder muzzleloader only seasons, and they typically are the best seasons, in my opinion. Most of them come in after the archery hunters come to play. So the woods have been quiet during deer season because the bow hunters are out there. We're the first guys in the timber with the bang stick. So my personal opinion, the muzzleloader is the best choice because there's so many great seasons across the country that you can actually take this guy out and utilize it.
Absolutely. Where can we learn more? Where can we take a look at this?
So for more information on this Paramount, you can go to CVA.com.
Very good. Have you taken this in the field? Have you hunted with it?
Oh, so just because it's new today and being put on the shelf today doesn't mean we ain't played with it.
Tell me a story.
So I hunted with this guy here last year. So we was up in Indiana, which everybody knows is a great Midwestern big whitetail state. They have a muzzleloader season. It's in December, which is pretty good season because the deer are feeding the rut, but they're going back to the food source. With Indiana is this big, open, long country. That's where this guy comes into play. And while we was up there, after day three, of course, we had cold weather, we had standing food source, and ended up shooting about 175-inch 7x7 up there with this gun here. So it was a great way to kick it off, even though that it was kind of a prototype hunt, if you will, because we was out testing. That's the great part about being in this industry. You get to test things before it actually hits the market.
Hey, everybody. It's Dominic Zamito with Two Rivers Fly Shop in North Fork, Arkansas. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm sure thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Billy, are you sinking? It looks like you've got a heck of a hole in your waders there.
At Berkeley, our mission is simple, to help anglers catch more fish. With Berkeley Power Bait, fish hold on 18 times longer, allowing you to set the hook and catch more fish. No matter the season, no matter the technique, we've got you covered. Whether it be your trusted power bait baits, including the Power Worm, Pit Boss, or Bottom Hopper, or Berkeley's latest innovations like Jordan Lee's The Champ Craw, and our strong lineup of Berkeley hard baits, including everything from topwater baits to deep diving crankbaits. We've got it. Come shop the large assortment of Berkeley products at Southwestern Parts and Service for all your Berkeley fishing needs. Berkeley Fishing. Catch more fish. And when you visit Southwestern Parts and Service in Dallas, bring your old gear with you. Southwestern Parts and Service in Dallas is the largest reel repair center in the nation for Abu Garcia and has one of the largest reel parts inventory in the world. That's right. Grandpa's gear can work again. Southwestern Parts and Berkeley. Catch more fish. Some things just can't be improved upon. Take a traditional South Dakota pheasant hunt, for example. A brisk morning with only time, a trusted dog, and a field full of wild pheasants ahead of you. As step by step you trace the finest hunting heritage known to man, the history is thick in the fresh, clean air as you raise your gun and claim your part of this legendary South Dakota paradise. Now, throw in good friends and family in the lakeside cabins with a sprawling front porch, private bed and bathrooms, high-def TV in each room to catch the game, the award-winning restaurant and bar just steps away from your cabin, and a string of dogs to help you hunt the 35,000 acres that Spring Creek Resort South Dakota has acquired with you in mind. Maybe some things can be improved upon. Come see what we have for you at Spring Creek Resort, just north of Pierre, South Dakota. SpringCreekSD.com.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line 5 times around each side, pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds, when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Tech rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number two hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
When it's time to consider a taxidermist, look carefully at the choices. The skill level of the artist that you choose will be a visible reminder of your decision from now on. Let me recommend my taxidermist, Roy Holdridge at True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas. Roy does work for people from across North America and beyond. They insist on True Life Taxidermy in Granbury because of the incredible ability that Roy and his team have in bringing your memory to life. Realistic detail, painstaking precision on your birds, fish, and wild game. With a 10,000-foot studio filled with award-winning artists and nearly three decades of full-time taxidermy work himself, Roy at True Life Granbury can customize your trophy in a unique and high-quality style. Please view his online portfolio at truelifetaxidermy.org. And I think you'll see why True Life Taxidermy in Granbury has been my taxidermist for the past 25 years. Wild game processing available also. TrueLifeTaxidermy.org.
Flush that old bird dog out of that chair and have a seat. You're in camp with us at the Dallas Safari Club and Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
If you enjoy a topwater plug bubbling over quiet water or the first glimpse of a sunrise from a frosty deer blind, then you are the DSC too. BigGame.org.
I always enjoy this Christmas shopping show that we do on Thanksgiving weekend at Big Billy Kender Outdoors. It allows me to feature some of the really cool stuff that I've used over the past year or 4 years. And one of those products, now I use a lot of different companies' baits when I bass fish. I'm not exclusive to any one, but I've had more success this year with Berkley MaxScent stuff than anything else. I'm over the top sold on that stuff. And here's another guy that has had a really good year with Berkley baits as well. He was the points champion for the first ever Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour. He also won the overall championship in that tour. My buddy Edwin Evers joins me from his home in Tallulah, Oklahoma. Hey, Edwin, welcome back.
Oh, thanks for having me on. It's always an honor.
You betcha. Well, I tell you what, you've had a huge year. You've probably been napping now for about 6 weeks trying to catch your breath. what a big year. You win the points in Major League Fishing's first ever Bass Pro Tour, and then you walk off with championship trophy. And I know we've already talked about it, but congratulations. Has it had time to sink in a little bit?
It has. With the added travel schedule and everything that I've been asked to do since all that, yeah, it sunk in a real big hurry. Yep.
It's a big deal. But now Santa Claus is coming to town, and that's what we're talking about on the show today. We're shopping for Dad, giving gift ideas to moms and kids that might want to buy that perfect gift for Dad. And if he's a bass fisherman, I tell you what, I've had more success with Berkley MaxScent stuff this year. I bet I've probably gone through 40 packages of Creature Hawks. That stuff works, and I know you've gone to Berkley, and that's what you're fishing these days.
That stuff's amazing. And what has blown me away about it was when I went to Spirit Lake, Iowa, this whole facility, I mean, it has a swimming pool racetrack, so to say, in there with all these bass in it, and they test every lure, and then hundreds of aquariums with bass in it. And when it says on that package, fish hold on to it 18 times longer with power bait or 45 times longer with MaxScent, they test it with a stopwatch. And it's so secretive. Nobody knows the formula and what's in those baits. But I know, you know, through my season that I noticed a huge difference in my fish catching ability using the MaxScent and the power bait bowl. And not only that, but some of their hard baits, you know, I had a lot of great success on their hard baits. It doesn't have, so to say, the MaxScent in it, but they also study the hard baits. You know, they've got technology up there that I can't really talk about, but they put into the hard baits on the vibration to match exactly how a shad's swimming. It's just really, really cool technology, and there's not another company out there that puts the amount of resources into studying what we all love to do, study those bass and to catch more of them.
I've known Edwin Evers long enough and worked with you long enough now to know your character, your moral fiber, your work ethic. You made the switch to Berkeley, and you don't do that for a dollar. You do that because these baits are going to have to help you.
Yes, I make my living, and that's how I feed my family and pay my bills. And I made the switch because I felt like this is a big advantage over my competition, you know, just having baits that catch fish and produce. And yeah, I don't want to brag, but, man, I had the best year I've had in 20 years, and it was my first year with Berkeley. So, you know, is it all Berkeley? No, I'm not going to say it's all Berkeley, but a big part of it is when I've been doing it as long as I have, to have the kind of year that I had and to win the amount of money that I won against the competition I won, dadgummit, I'm awful thankful that I'm with Berkeley, and they're a big, big part of it.
And let's give Mom and the kids some ideas. If they want to grab some of the more popular baits that Dad may be an avid fisherman, but he can always use more of these, what should they go look for in the store? Give us four or five examples.
Without a doubt, that the new Berkeley Fritz Side, it's a flat-sided crankbait that is amazing. I had this thing at the start of the year, and I caught fish on it everywhere. It's a new bait that just came out. You might have a little trouble finding it, but I know Bass Pro has them and a lot of the other tackle stores. But get your dad or your son the size 5 if they're shallow water fishermen for springtime coming up. The 7 and the 9, that's the depths that it dives. Those will be really good, you know, when the water's really cold. But, man, that size 5, like a special red craw, you know, I know I'm being detailed here, but if it is a woman looking to go buy this that maybe doesn't fish every day, you know, the colors that he's going to want would be like a special red craw, the MF bluegill, or a sexy back. Those are the three colors. If you were to put three colors in a guy's tackle box, you know, you could have those three colors and he could go fish anywhere. A couple other things that come to mind that if I was hoping my wife was listening, I would love some of those new Champ minnows, that Jordan Lee Champ minnow. It's brand new HD technology that they imprint a bluegill on the side of the minnow. They imprint a shiner, whatever it is. It's a great little drop shot bait. It's called the Berkeley Champ minnow. And I'd want the bluegill or the silver shiner. For maybe a guy that fishes all winter, another bait that's kind of new out there that they really perfected, Josh Bertrand designed it. It's the Berkeley Spy bait, and he did a really, really good job on it. And if I was just to get one color, the only color I would want would be Ghost White. And, you know, get that for a fella that fishes clear water. You know, I don't want a mom or a wife out there buying that fishes like the Red River or some muddy place. I'm just throwing an example out there. That spy bait's a clear water bait. But, you know, a couple other things that's real simple and easy. Everybody needs a good set of super line shears. You know, Berkeley makes some really great scissors. I can't have enough of them laying in my boat. They've got a really cool line stripper that goes into a cordless drill. It's super simple. It's maybe a $10 gift you could put in a stocking, but it just goes in the drill, and it makes taking the line off your reels really fast, and it's called the Line Stripper Max.
If you've got a tournament guy in your home, he changes that line regularly, many times daily, and, boy, that's a tool. You got to have that. All of that stuff will fit the bill for me in case my wife or kids, grandkids, you know.
I'm just brainstorming here, and I don't know how much time we got, but get him some replacement treble hooks. I go through so many treble hooks, you know, especially for those guys that they may take it for granted, but they may not go spend the money. But just get them some of those brand new Fusion treble hooks. They're super sharp. They last a long time, and it's, you know, when you're fishing a bunch, you know, just some simple treble hooks. Get size 2, 4, and 6, and that way your guy can have an arsenal of them there, and he can change the treble hooks, and he won't have any excuses for losing those fish. Come home with a story.
Hey, I want to get back to the Maxent stuff real quick. This stuff has just been revolutionary to me. I'm just amazed by it. And one thing, guys, if you haven't fished the Maxent stuff yet, you're going to notice when you fish that thing for 5, 10, 15 minutes that it's going to pale in color just a little bit. I like that, Edwin.
I was going to bring that up if you weren't, because I love, you know, when you go and you go fishing and you look in the water and you look at the things that a bass eats, they don't reflect light. And so much of things that man makes, it reflects light. You know, the plastics and all those things, it reflects light. The neat thing about that Maxent
it's not reflective. It's very, very dull in color, just like something would be natural to what a bass is eating. And that's a big drawing card to it, to me, is how it's just a dull color. It just looks really realistic in the water.
Yeah. I throw that creature hog up in there in April, and he starts swimming with it. I just watch him because he ain't going to let go. And he's swimming with that thing, and I'm just taking up slack, and then I put the powwow to him. Hey, Edwin, happy Thanksgiving weekend, and Merry Christmas to you and your bunch there in Tallala, Oklahoma. I hope you have a big one.
Thanks so much for having me on, Billy.
Edwin Evers. Hey, if you want to go back and listen to any of this, it's at bbkoradio.com. Just click on the podcast. I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the time we've had together and invite you right back to this old camp house next time around. Till then, may God bless you and your bunch. Happy Thanksgiving.